Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question, I was selling my building on a land contract. The buyer defaulted by missing the due date for the entire balance, and I obtained a judgment against them. The court's judgment included the entire balance due on that date. 6 months later, during the redemption period, they paid off the judgment, and they are now demanding that I provide the deed. Do I need to give them the deed now? What about the per diem interest I've been owed over the past 6 months, you know, which they failed to pay while the redemption period was running? My answer is, your buyer is confused. Your buyer only receives a satisfaction judgment, which prevents you from gaining possession of the property. They may have satisfied the judgment for the eviction possession. However, this does not pay off the land contract. They must pay the daily interest due under the contract, at least from the judgment date to the redemption date. This is why sellers need to have an attorney review their documents before the respective parties sign to ensure a smooth transition in their final real estate conveyance. The next question, I believe that I still have an interest in property that belonged to my ex-spouse and myself. My ex-spouse passed away about 3 years ago, and I have never pursued the property. However, his children from a previous marriage reached out to me, informing me that they had sold the property, placed it under contract, and required me to relinquish my interest in it. They require me to contact the title agent and sign certain documents. They refused to tell me anymore. When my ex-spouse passed, he still owed me over $60,000. Am I entitled to this money? For this answer, we need to review the divorce judgment, understand how your claim of interest was entered against the property, and understand why it continues to appear against the title to the subject property. Contact a real estate attorney to review the information. Title agents are not attorneys and should not provide legal advice. You need to call before you sign anything further. And the final question for today is, I purchased my home after almost a year of sparring with the seller. Despite encountering several issues with the home's condition during the inspection, I chose to overlook them due to the challenging nature of finding a suitable home and securing an accepted offer in this current market. Now, about 5 months have passed since my closing, and I've discovered issues with the home that the home inspector failed to disclose during our inspection. In fact, the home inspector never identified the items that caused concern, such as water issues. The seller now asserts that since I accepted the property in its original state and disregarded my inspection concerns, I am responsible for resolving the issue on my own. They have no further liability. How can this be fair? Is this legal? Well, I'll say that a real estate attorney would need to review your compliance documents at the time of purchase, as well as the inspection report. We aim to comprehend the defects in the home that you knowingly overlooked, as well as the knowledge your seller had about them when they completed the home seller disclosure statement. An attorney should review all purchase documents before you close your transaction to meet the legal standard of clear and convincing for a seller's bad faith action. However, nothing prevents a review of the documents after the sale. It just makes a legal action a bit more difficult. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.